ABC Radio Australia.
The Fiji government's come under fire from several opposition parties there for choosing to not only advertise internationally for more than a half a dozen top public service positions, but also to use a global recruiting company to do so. The Fiji Public Service Commission is looking to fill seven permanent secretary positions. That's a third of all the government's chief executive roles. Expressions of interest closed at the weekend. With several expatriate permanent secretaries, though, choosing to leave well before the end of their terms in recent years, questions have been asked about the value for money and also the level of stability that exists within the public service and the government.
The Fiji Public Service Commission is seeking well-qualified applicants for permanent secretary roles where the decision made can change people's lives.
The advertisement found online on places like Seek.com, The Conversation and the Fiji government's own website goes on to say,
permanent secretaries are chief executives responsible for the leading and the management of their ministries and for policy support and advice.
But one former permanent secretary claims that's not the case at all.
The advice is never taken. You're there just as an appendage. You know, you're doing administrative functions, not serious policy advice. They're not taken seriously.
Robin Nair claims he quit his top position within the foreign ministry last year because of ongoing interference with his work. Although Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, is on the record as saying they forced Mr Nair to resign because, quote, he was no good. Since quitting, Robin Nair's been highly critical of the government and the way it operates. And this was his reaction to the job ad for the seven permanent secretary positions.
So I only saw the external ones because I'm in Canberra. I chuckled and I laughed, you know, and I thought, you know, what a charade, you know. They tend to appear to be, you know, show that they're being objective and they're, you know, transparent and accountable and so on. But from my experience, these things are very controlled anyway. And the second thing is, you know, I was a bit skeptical about and disappointed that they were advertising outside and so widely. And thirdly, using a consultancy firm at such a high cost.
You mentioned by advertising externally does make it seem that the government is appearing to show that it is objective and transparent. But why are you saying that that is a facade or a charade? Because surely that is exactly what this demonstrates, that the Fiji government is acknowledging that perhaps that the best suited people with the best skills and qualifications might indeed be external or international. Why don't you believe that that's the case?
Because there's so many, you know, Fiji is not short of good human resource. You know, they've got very good people. And Fiji's been independent since 1970. They should be sourcing. Firstly, they should advertise at home and look at the market there and then decide to. They just shouldn't just rush off and, you know, advertise overseas once again.
He's not alone.
It's not surprising that this is a government which has lost its track, you know, in terms of bringing stability within the public service.
Biman Prasad is the leader of the opposition National Federation Party.
For us, the question is whether any of these people who are appointed, whether they're from outside or whether they're from within Fiji, have been allowed to do the job independently as one would expect a civil service position, and especially someone at the permanent secretary level to do, has been allowed to do that.
Are you perhaps preempting this process, though? I mean, the fact that the government has gone and advertised this externally, doesn't that not suggest that it is trying to open up, be transparent and get the very best people with the best skills for these positions?
No, that's fine. I mean, not against getting the best people, getting the right people. But the experience that we've had in this country, you know, in terms of the appointment of permanent secretaries and those from outside of Fiji, we have seen that they've not lasted and they've left Fiji under dubious circumstances. And once they've left Fiji, some of them have talked about it and have said they've not been allowed to do their work independently.
Both Biman Prasad and Robin Nair point out there have been several expatriate permanent secretaries who've left their terms in the past year or so, many significantly before their terms expired. In public statements released by the government, they've often said it was for private or family reasons. Attempts to reach those former permanent secretaries by Pacific Beat have been unsuccessful.
From the last experience that they've had, you know, people, the expatriates who they got, four of them or five of them, resigned very shortly afterwards. People won't go, their professionals won't go there to work. Well, once they go there, they realise that they have to be sycophantic, otherwise they lose the job.
Multiple attempts have been made to get comment from the Fiji government, from both the Public Service Commission and its Department of Information, as instructed, but have had no response.